This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? From the beginning.
Hey singles, it's Erin the Dating Advice Girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. That was a little Daft Punk for you, because you know what? I know Get Lucky is what, like 2 years old now? Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. But that is still an awesome song. It's such a great song. Pharrell and the guitar guy from that band from, what is it, Earth, Wind, and Fire? Okay, sorry, but that song is awesome. So listen, you are listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in sunny Los Angeles, California. I should say sunny and hot Los Angeles, because it is hot out there. I was sweating. I don't live too far from the radio station, so I walked here. And so I'm actually on Periscope Live right now, and they're probably seeing me sweating a little bit. Sorry, Periscope fans, but yay, thanks for joining anyway. You're sticking with me. I appreciate it. It's raining in the UK, someone on Periscope says. Oh, the rain. You know, I actually like rain, though. Rain is nice sometimes. Like, it actually rained here a couple weeks ago. Was it last week? And it was nice to see some sort of thunder and lightning, a change of weather. It's like, yes, 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 I love it. Change of scenery. It's great. All right, you guys. So we are back in the studio. The last show we did, I was at Comic-Con interviewing Mike Tyson and Ian Ziering and Tara Reid and Cassie Scarabo for respectively Mike Tyson Mysteries, which is his Mike Tyson's animated series on the Cartoon Network, and also Sharknado, which Ian Ziering is, you know, the main dude in that, and Tara Reid and Cassie Scarabo. And everyone was so awesome. Thank you so much to Sci-Fi Network, to Adult Swim Cartoon Network, and also thanks to Comedy Central, because they give us private access to, or I should say special access to, they had this like mini golf course where they had each hole of the golf course was a different show theme. So they had like a Key and Peele themed hole and like a Workaholics themed hole, and it was really great. We met a couple of the cast members from Workaholic. I should say we re-met Blake Anderson from Workaholics, because he's amazing and he always talks to us. It was a little hectic for him this year, but just thanks to all the networks. Thank you, Comic-Con. It was great. I'm still recovering from it, and it's like 2 weeks later. It's crazy. Okay. My email, once again, and this is for you listening as well, and for you on Periscope. If you have a dating question, if you have something that you'd like to collaborate with me on, maybe you run singles events, maybe you'd like me to come and do a workshop, because I do dating workshops for singles and for college students, because I feel very passionate about dating safety on campus. Email me at, here we go, get ready, get your pen ready, or get your notes on your iPhone ready. It's Erin, E-R-I-N, at thedatingadvicegirl.com. Also, you can message me on Facebook. You can message me on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thedatingadvicegirl. Or just find me, my full name, Erin Tillman, Erin T-I-L-L-M-A-N, on Facebook, and Facebook Messenger me a message there. You can also find me on Twitter, at Dating Advice, G-R-L, and hi from Dubai, that's awesome. So you can find me anywhere, literally almost anywhere on the internet, okay? There you go. So yeah, please, please, again, those of you on Periscope who messaged me earlier and want to collaborate, totally message me, I'd love to. So we're back in the groove of Dating Advice. You know, we had a little interlude last week at Comic-Con interviewing celebrities, which I love doing, which is super fun, but we're back to my roots, Dating Advice. Here we go. So we're doing the theme of today's show is, you know, I meet a lot of single people who get really nervous on dates, or right before a date they get really nervous. So I'm like, you know, what are some tips that I could maybe offer to single people for getting over the nervousness of a first date? You know, because I think, listen, we all have different ranges of nervousness when we go on dates, but I think that sometimes we can get, some people can get extra nervous to the point of paralysis, where they might avoid dating altogether, or, you know, maybe, you know, they're super selective, or maybe they might even psych themselves out and like literally cancel a date right before, which I hate that, but I get it. If you feel like you're like not going to be 100% on your date, I might encourage you to cancel rather than go out on a date and just like totally clam up and be like, oh, you know. So to thwart all of that, I'm going to give you 4 tips for getting over dating nervousness if you are someone who happens to feel really nervous before a first date. One of the reasons why I'm a dating coach, dating expert, and have been for 8 years is that I'm really, really, really good at the beginning dating stuff, okay? Some exes of mine might say I'm not so good at the relationship level stuff, but the dating stuff I am amazing at, in terms of meeting someone, you know, creating banter, or like the conversation when you first meet someone. How do you approach somebody, feeling comfortable and having a fun time with someone you don't know that well. I'm really good at that stuff. So again, I'm going to give you guys some tips for getting over dating nervousness. Also, those of you on Periscope especially, keep the questions coming, because I'll be answering questions from you. Oh, that's an amazing question. I will answer that in a second. Yeah, on Periscope, keep asking dating questions on Periscope. And also, I have a few questions that people tweeted to me earlier this week, and so I'll be answering those in a little bit. I will tackle this first question I got on Periscope first, because it's a great question, and it's so, I guess I should say timely. I don't know if that's the right word. It's so timely for what's going on today in society. It basically said, how do you tackle the issue of interracial dating? I think that was the question. If that is not the question, please, please answer or ask it again, because I don't want to butcher your question. It's a really great topic. I actually did write an article about this a little while ago, maybe sometime last year, for online dating website Singles Warehouse in the UK. Shout out to Singles Warehouse. You know, interracial dating is one of those things where it's not a weird thing. That's definitely the question. Awesome. Thank you. So it's really not a weird thing for me. I mean, I grew up in a small town in the Midwest where I was basically the only black person in my class growing up all through school. So, you know, junior high, high school, whatever. You know, middle school. And so for me, it was never a weird thing, but I definitely know it was an issue for, you know, crushes I've had in the past. I've definitely had, you know, guys back in the day, like old schoolmates, say, hey, you know, I had a crush on you back in the day, but I knew my parents wouldn't have approved, which is so amazing to me. You guys, that was the 90s, and it was like a thing. But I would say that as long as, I don't think interracial dating is that big of a deal, really, as long as both parties involved in the dating are respectful to each other and okay learning about each other, and maybe possibly, you know, just being sensitive to each other, certain words that might be appropriate or not appropriate to use in terms of race, you know, or just being sensitive to cultural issues. I think it's fun to date interracially, so to speak, because you learn about something other than yourself. I still face the parent issue now, so the girls shut down. Okay, I get it. So the person that's that messaged that question on Periscope is a parent, and so, you know, I totally get what you're saying. It could, wait, just a question real quick for the Periscope question asker. Are you the one dating that's dealing with the interracial dating, or is it you're saying your kids are dealing with interracial dating and you're having a problem with it? Who's having the problem with the interracial dating is the question. While we wait for that answer, I'm going to give you 4 tips for getting over dating nervousness. Number one, remember your dates are nervous too. Oh my gosh. Doesn't that make things instantly a little bit easier? If your dates are nervous too, okay, if your dates are nervous too, I got your answer. I'll get back to that in just a second. Thank you for clarifying. So if you remember that your dates are nervous as well, that kind of takes some pressure off, right? Or it should, because it's like, okay, I'm not the only one that's nervous here. If we're on the same level of nervousness, me and my date, oh my gosh, then it's not just me feeling like I'm a loser or feeling like I don't know what I'm doing or feeling like I'm totally out of my element, right? You're both nervous. Some people just hide it way better than others. Some people don't hide their nervousness at all. I'm one of those people at times. I tend to sweat sometimes when I'm nervous. Oh my goodness. And, you know, some other people, you know, don't show it at all. So, like, literally, they look like, you know, cool as a cucumber, and they're, like, inside going, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But, yeah, they might be nervous as well. Okay, so just remember your dates are nervous, too. Number two, practice dating and small talk with your friends and colleagues. Now, I say practice, and I have a whole thing where I'm like, go on a practice date, because why not? Why wouldn't you go out? You know, we practice everything else in life. If there's something that you want to get better at, why not practice it? So, going on a practice date with someone is a great idea. Now, you could go on a practice date with someone that you might have met, you know, like maybe someone you could be interested in dating, but you're not sure yet. So someone you meet online, someone you've met through a friend. You could go on a date with them or for a drink or coffee with them. Practice some, like, certain bantery topics with them. See how they react. That's a great way to practice. But also, practice with colleagues. I think that's great because usually our relationship with our colleagues is not to the level of friend-friend, if that makes sense. Our relationship with our colleagues is more, you know, it is more, more standard, more less familiar. We know some things about our colleagues, but we don't know everything, like as if we knew what our friends are, all of our friends' secrets and fun stuff, right? Our colleagues are a step below friendship in terms of there's a familiarity, we're friendly with them, we like each other, we might hang out and go to lunch together and stuff, but there's things you don't know. That's the perfect person to practice this stuff on, okay? So practice just the bantering and all that kind of stuff with a colleague of yours. You know, that's a great idea too, to get over dating nervousness, okay? Number three, think about your strengths. What are your strengths? I think this is an amazing way to get over nervousness. If you're out on a date or about to go on a date, right before you go on a date, you know, think about all the accomplishments you've accomplished in your life, in your career, with your friends, with your kids, or all these kind of things. That's an instant ego boost. If you're thinking about the things that you've done really well in your life right before you go on a date with someone, so you imagine you're thinking about, oh my gosh, I got my bachelor's degree. Oh my gosh, I got my doctorate. Oh my gosh, I just scored a promotion at my job, or my kids just, you know, graduated with honors or whatever. You go into the date thinking about these things that you've accomplished that are awesome, and you're rolling into the date with a huge ego boost. I think that's amazing. A great way to get over dating nervousness. And number four, for getting over dating nervousness, reframe your nervousness and think of it as excitement. I do this constantly. For those of you who've met me in person, it's one of those things where, like I said before, I do get nervous, but I tend to hide it relatively well. So when I get nervous, I'm like, it's kind of a thing where I think of my nervousness as excitement. There's a butterfly feeling I get in my stomach, and I'm like, oh, this is that feeling you get. And rather than think of it as scary, I think of it as, oh, this means something exciting is about to happen. Fun times. Oh my gosh, something really fun other than my day-to-day whatever routine I have that could be boring. That is not what this feeling is. This is something out of the ordinary, something that's exciting. So think about those 4 things. Again, to help you get over dating nervousness, 4 things to help you remember. Remember your dates are nervous too. Practice dating with friends and colleagues especially. That's a really great way. Practicing your banter and all those conversational topics, that kind of thing, is great. Number 3, think about your strengths before walking into the date, because that's going to help you get more comfortable and have a ego boost before you go into the world on your date. And number four, reframe your nervousness and think of it as excitement. By the way, reframing is NLP. For those of you who do listen to the show, to my show, or have listened to it, you know that I'm getting certified in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is basically kind of like Tony Robbins type stuff, positive thinking, just trying to like boost your confidence and make yourself better so that we don't like harp on negative stuff and reframe things to positive, just like we're reframing nervousness to make it positive into excitement. You reframe a negative, potentially negative thing and make it awesome, okay? So there you go, four tips for getting over dating nervousness. I want to address the dating question I got earlier, which was awesome. So, okay, so you're saying that certain parents, I hope you're still there on Periscope, because your question was awesome. The question was basically, how do I deal with the topic of interracial dating? And it sounded like, I think you clarified and you said that it's more about you dating girls who are not your race and their parents being weird with you about it. Okay, so I actually, you know, as I said earlier in the show, I actually dealt a little bit with this growing up. There's not a ton you can do. Another quick story about this that relates completely. So I'm a black guy who dates white girls and the parents freak out on me a lot. Okay, totally get this. So I had a scenario where I was a late bloomer, but in my senior year of high school, I remember I was dating a white guy. He lived in a different town. Long story short, this is before cell phones and stuff, and basically his parents cut off their long distance so that he couldn't talk to me or call me. Crazy, right? Because I was black, and he told me that his parents specifically said that to him. This is not me guessing this. So it is a real thing. What I encourage you to do, the only thing you really can do is be your best, be a heightened version of your best self when you're around these girls and their parents. Now, one of the things is like, you know, I don't know how old you are, but if you're girlfriend or your potential girlfriends are underage, if you guys, you're 31, screw that, okay. I thought you were maybe younger. I'm like, oh my god, well, you have to worry about parents and all that. No, listen, you're 31. Yes, you should be aware of their family and that kind of a thing, but as long as your date or your girlfriend, regardless of race, as long as your date or girlfriend is backing you up and on your side and saying you're amazing and promoting you and all this stuff and saying that you're awesome, race shouldn't matter, and that girl should be on your side and have your back, okay? If there's a situation where she's introducing you to her parents or family and she's kind of like not backing you up and kind of letting the family like think bad things or say bad things about you, then she probably isn't the best choice for you. And again, for me, that goes way, way beyond race. That's more about, are you dating someone that's on your side or not? Are you dating someone who's going to totally leave you in the cold because they're afraid of confrontation or not proud of you or don't think you're amazing, okay? So that's that thing. The other thing I would say is, you know, I'm somebody, in a weird way, I really love to try to win people over. That's like a weird thing, and I don't know, I'm sure psychologists or psychiatrists would have a ton to say about this, but like for me, it's a really, you're welcome, by the way. He said thank you. You're welcome. You know, for me, I like to try to win people over. So how do I do that? I go at them with my accomplishments. I'm like, yeah, you know, okay, so say, you know, I'm being introduced to, you know, somebody I'm dating and they're white and their family is like, black people, I don't know. And so, you know, the person I'm dating hopefully would be like, well, here's Erin and she's a dating expert and she's done these amazing things and has these accomplishments. Then I'll piggyback on that and say, yeah, I have a bachelor's degree in this and, you know, I really feel strongly about, you know, certain things in society and we're all in this together. And I volunteer and I speak French and I do all these things so that they're like, oh, interesting. She's not typical. She's not the stereotype that I would think. You know, yeah, exactly. Mad skills in your career, in your industry. So those kind of things are amazing. And it does start to change someone's mindset about what it means to be black or white or Chinese or whatever ethnicity you are, because people have a million stereotypes, and of course between you and me, people have a lot of stereotypes about black men, and it's just the truth. You're not going to change everyone's opinion, but again, that's a start in terms of changing someone's mindset or just making them possibly pause for a second and be like, oh, maybe I should give this guy a shot because, oh, he's actually done some things that are, you know, that could be interesting, and maybe my daughter might have, you know, chosen someone who's interesting. So just do what you can. Again, I always, in those scenarios, and then I'm going to move to another question, but in these scenarios, I try to be an extra, extra awesome version of myself. And not that I have to be, right? Not that I should have to be extra amazing to prove someone that I don't know wrong, but I do feel like for me and for you and anyone who maybe wants to impress someone or wants to show someone that they're not what, not the negative thing that they think they are, just be at your 100% over your best, and people, you will start to change someone's mind a little bit. You'll be the example of the person they met that isn't the stereotype, and that's awesome. All right, so we're taking a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, you guys, with a few more questions, and then we'll wrap up the show. Stay with me, Periscope. You'll see what happens behind the scenes. See you in a sec.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
We're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
All right, so we're back, you guys. You are listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. And we are back. We had some amazing questions in the first part of the show. We're wrapping up to the second part of the show here, wrapping up the show really, but we have a couple more dating questions, and let me just jump right in because we're running out of time here. So how do I avoid feeling like I've wasted time with an ex? That's a question I got via Twitter this past week, and I think that's a really great question because I hear that All the time I hear this, and it's like singles saying, oh my God, I was with this person and they were, you know, it was good, and then, you know, for like a couple years, and then the last year was awful and I just wish it never would have happened. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, we can't take time back, right? We can't reverse what happened in a scenario. We can't go back and wish we didn't date someone or wish that we did. We can wish that we didn't choose someone, but ultimately we did. What does it do? What good does it do us to sit there and regret and wish we didn't date somebody? It doesn't do anything rather than make us feel bad, rather than skew the whole relationship, put this idea in our heads that the whole relationship was awful, which is not the case. I don't know one relationship that literally 100% of the time it was terrible. It could be 80% of the time it's terrible. I kid. But seriously though, how does it help you to regret a whole relationship and the whole time that you've spent with somebody? It does nothing. So to reframe it, once again, to reframe the fact that you feel like you've wasted the time for an ex, potentially singles out there, it's important to basically, remember that dating, the person you dated, a relationship is never a waste. Never. There's always something to learn, right? There's always something that, there's always something you've done. It fulfills some sort of purpose. So each relationship, even if it's bad in some ways, you're learning something about yourself. And in that time, in that moment, there's something you're supposed to learn from that person. You know, that whole scenario, that whole saying when people say, you know, relationships are our mirrors. I very much agree with that. They are our mirrors and they're there to teach us a lesson. It might be an awful lesson. It might be something we don't want to learn about ourselves. It might be the fact that, you know, we dated someone who's an egomaniac and, oh, maybe we need to check our ego because we have that issue too. It could be that, you know, we need to be more loving with somebody, and this is somebody we dated that needs love at the thousandth degree level, because they are somebody who's, you know, hard to love, and it's just, you know, maybe there's some anger involved. Someone says we accept the love we think we deserve. I think that's true. But also, I think it's important to note that sometimes we date someone when we're in a certain state in our lives, a certain point in our lives, that's fulfilling at that moment. As we grow throughout our lives, something might shift, and ultimately you might grow out of the thing that you needed when you met that person. So the way that you were on January 2nd when you met that person, you know, a year from then, you might not be the same person. You might be in a heightened, evolved version of yourself. So the person that you're dating might seem really foreign to you because you're not the same person you were a year ago. I hope that makes sense. So the thing is that, you know, to regret a relationship or regret being with someone is basically to denounce or reject who you are, or who you were at the time that you met someone. It's all a reflection on you. The moment you reject a relationship or reject yourself for choosing somebody in the past, you're sort of rejecting yourself. Okay, I know that sounds that's a little deep. It's a little deep for a Sunday fun day. But just remember, each relationship serves a purpose. Don't feel like you waste your time. It's never, never wasted time. Sometimes relationships can go on longer than you expect. Never wasted, though. Just get what you can get out of it. If need be, write down things you got out of a relationship, if that's helpful for you, and there you go. That's what I have to say about that one. Do we have time for one more question? I think we're actually running out of time. So I'm going to wrap up the show. Periscope people, thank you so much for listening to the show and watching and tuning in. I'm going to be doing more periscoping. Come into my world. I'm going to be doing more periscoping in future shows. So keep it here and tell your friends and share it if you'd like. Ask me dating questions on my Twitter page. It's Twitter @ Dating Advice GRL. So no the and no I in girl. Also, you can email me at Erin, Erin, @ thedatingadvicegirl.com. Yes, every week on Sundays usually is the case. I'm in the studio around this time in the afternoon, but sometimes it'll be a Saturday or something. But I'll let you know. I'm going to tell everybody on Periscope and stuff. But you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. Until next time, I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. And I will see you next time. Have a fantastic week coming up.
The present has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving.